Week 2, The Church, From Planting to Harvest, Day 1, The Parable of the Sower, from Matthew 13, 1-9. And in that same day, Jesus, going out from the house, sat by the sea. And many crowds gathered together to him, so that stepping into a ship, he sat, and all the crowds stood on the shore. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And in his sowing, some seeds indeed fell along the way, and the birds came and devoured them. And other fell on rocky places, where it had not much earth, and straightway it sprang up on account of not having depth of earth. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And others fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on the good earth, and gave fruit, indeed some 100, and some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And we read concerning the different kinds of ground in Doctrine of Life number 90. It is the truth that is meant by the seed sown in the field. Here the sower is the Lord, and the seed is his word, thus the truth. The seed upon the way, or the pathway, exists with those who do not care for the truth. The seed upon stony places exists with those who do care for the truth, but not for its own sake, thus not interiorly. The seed in the midst of thorns exists with those who are in the lusts of evil, but the seed on the good earth exists with those who love the truths that are in the word from the Lord and do them from him, thus who bear fruit. That these things are meant is evident from the explication or unfolding of the parable by the Lord. From all this, it is evident that the truth of the word cannot take root in those who do not care for the truth, nor in those who do not love the truth outward, who love the truth outwardly but not inwardly, nor in those who are in the lusts of evil, but in those in whom the lusts of evil have been dispersed by the Lord. In these, the seed, that is the truth, takes root in their spiritual mind. Unless the rational submits itself to the Lord's goods and truths, it either suffocates or rejects or perverts the things that flow in. And this is still more the case when they flow into the sensuous knowledges of the memory. This is what is meant by seed falling on a highway or upon a rocky place or among thorns, as the Lord teaches. But when the rational submits itself and believes the Lord, that is his word, the rational is then like good ground or earth, into which the seed falls and bears much fruit. That's Arcana Celestia 1940, section 3. And from the Spiritual Diary Minor, number 4637, we read concerning charity towards the neighbor. When holiness and good descends from the Lord through angels into man and the delight of his life, then it is like a seed hidden in the ground. If the delight be pride or the love of self, then it falls into bad ground where there are thorns. So also if it falls into that delight of man, which is the lust of gain. Wherefore, such ground is regarded by the angels as something sterile, foul, and excrementitious, into which nothing good can sink down, because it is swallowed up by evils. But if good and holiness from the Lord fall into the delight of charity, into the affection of justice and rectitude or uprightness, and into contempt of gain and honor except for the sake of use, Then it falls into good ground and bears much fruit. Affection itself is the ground, whose quality is not perceptible in any other way than from the delight of the man. There is the best ground if the affection is of charity, and also if the charity is of faith in the Lord. The worst ground is the delight of honor and dignity, not for the sake of use, and next, the delight of riches, not for the sake of use. As is the quality of the use, such is the delight. Then we read concerning the birds devouring the seed. Birds here denote reasonings and also falsities. And we read concerning the rocky soil, the earth, and the sun in Apocalypse Explained 401. Seeds signify the truths from the word, that is, the truths man receives from the Lord. For it is afterwards said that it is the Son of Man who sows. Rocky places signify a historical faith, which is another's faith in oneself, within oneself, which is believing a thing to be true not because one sees it in himself, but because another, in whom he has confidence, has said it. Earth signifies spiritual good, because this receives truths as soil does seeds. The sun's rising signifies the love of self, and to be scorched and to wither away signify to be adulterated and to perish. This makes clear what is signified by these words of the Lord in series, namely, that the truths that are implanted from infancy, from the word or from preaching, when man begins to think from himself, are adulterated and perish by lusts from the love of self. Questions and comments. Number one, the seed is the Lord's word. What good habits can we adopt to make sure we are continually receiving it? Number two, Arcana Celestia 1940 teaches that the good ground is like the rational that submits itself and believes the Lord, that is, his word. What does it mean for us to submit our rational like this? Number three, Spiritual Diary Minor, number 4637, explains that affection is the good ground. What do you think this means? How can it help us to be good ground? Number four, what is a specific falsity that can devour seeds of truth like the birds in the parable?